Yes, it is unfortunate that we have now a case. But let me refer to what Bible says. And that is Hosea 6. That lack of knowledge always can kill. There are a lot of quotations in Bible which say that now we have shifting from preparedness to response, real response.
Hmm.
Because we have been putting out messages, how to protect yourself. This is a knowledge we are pushing to our people to understand
right.
the virus.
Right.
Because when you have knowledge, you are empowered actually to be able to stand, be able to make right decision. So, people of South Sudan, messages are very clear. We are not changing these messages, whether we have corona or we don't have corona in the country. If we stick to these basic messages,
mm-hmm.
as stated yesterday, then the chances of it spread will be minimized.
Right.
And at the end of the day, South Sudan may come out with very little impact done to it by the coronavirus.
Right.
So these are the same messages.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not changing, but we need to intensify.
And did we
need to observe mm-hmm. all these things. I know there were people out there who were not happy when we were telling them that South Sudan is free of coronavirus. I don't know what is their mood. Number of alert has increased immediately when we reported that there is a case. Many people are turning actually for testing.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be overwhelmed, but we'll do our best.
Right. And I know, of course, your principle is confidentiality, but how many alerts are you getting? Have you gotten so far from Saturday?
Yeah, from Saturday, the number of alerts has increased. I've not keep the picture, I mean, the numbers as such, but many people are turning for testing.
Right.
And that will actually help to some extent because we're wasting a lot of kits, testing one person, two people, but now we'll assemble most of the alert, take samples and then aggregate them to a reasonable number before we run the test.
Right. And doctor, you're talking about it is time for now for response, and you're also referring to us being strained with not enough testing kits. What should we expect as citizens?
Yeah, when I said that we don't have enough, it doesn't mean that we have nothing.
Hmm.
But I believe we are in a position of coping up with the testing.
All right, right.
Although we need more.
Okay, and also I don't know if obviously you're in the task force and some things are being brought to your attention. There's too much hate speech going on social media. Have you come across it? And if yes, what would you like to say to the South Sudanese who are coming out strongly?
Yeah, there are certain things, Irene, if you are to respond to all what has been coming up, normally you just focus on positive messages.
Right.
And people of South Sudan, personally, I believe in them. They will always do the right thing for them to stand up for fighting corona.
Mm.
And I believe they will do. Now, If we do what we call mathematic modeling, the behavior of a virus based on the experiences in other countries, it means that it will go gradually before it shoots up.
Right.
And because we have actually made some measures, which are a bit tougher, but we are asking our people
to follow the
emergency, bear with this situation, and we will come out with minimal real losses.
Right.
So, but the social media, we are telling them that don't rely what they are saying.
Mm.
They create a lot of stories, unfounded stories. And if we are to be sitting here and only wait these messages and respond, we will not be responding adequately against COVID-19.
Right.
So that's what I'm telling the people. Listen to what we are saying. As Minister of Health, listen to what WHO is saying.
Right. So, thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us. Anything else you would like the South Sudanese listening to know?
Yeah, we there's not much we are going to say, but just knowledge is power. Knowledge is everything. Since you are already knowing what is corona, how can we avoid it? We stick to this principle and basic principle.
Right.
Then we will make sure that we will not have corona overwhelming us. That's what I will tell them.
Right. And
thank you.
Knowledge is power indeed. Thank you so much, Doctor, for your time. And he is from the task force. Well, now,